The national group American Atheists has announced it's chosen Des Moines as the site for its annual convention next spring. The organization describes itself as an advocacy group for non-believer civil rights and separation of church and state. The convention next April is being called Atheist Caucus in the Heartland. I'm joined now by Ed Buckner, the president of American Atheists. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. It's wonderful to talk to you.
So why has your group chosen Iowa for their meeting next year?
Well, as always with these kinds of decisions, there were lots of reasons, and the fact that Iowa is central to the nation, the fact that it's the center of attention every 4 years, certainly these things contributed. In all honesty, my wife and I visited, and I have to say that probably the number one reason we chose Des Moines was because of the people there. Not only the atheists, there were lots of atheist freethought leaders who met with us and who expressed considerable enthusiasm. But even people who are not atheists, people like the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the folks at the hotel, their enthusiasm and their knowledge and their intelligence, their interest and their sense of humor, all of these things contributed.
Now, you may know there was a lot of controversy last year over some ads promoting atheism on some Des Moines City buses.
Sure.
You know, those were sponsored by the Iowa Atheists and Freethinkers, and ultimately the campaign was pulled because it got so many complaints. You know, what's your sense of the current climate toward atheism here in Des Moines and just generally in the Heartland?
Iowa is a state, like most states in the U.S., with a strong contingent of religious people, fundamentalist types, who don't really want American atheists or atheists in general to have full rights and to be treated as first-class citizens. So I'm delighted that the people in Iowa, like the atheists and freethinkers, these folks are doing a good job of struggling with these things and of increasing the attention that rationalism gets. But in any case, Iowa is an interesting place. I think the fact that the Iowa Supreme Court has ruled in favor of gay marriage is a big plus. It's just an interesting milieu that you have there.
You know, you talk about discrimination against atheists. I also hear religious people raise concerns about discrimination against their views. Who do you think has the real complaint here?
Well, of course, probably it's a complex enough matter that there are discrimination against all different kinds of people, including atheists. It is amusing to me to hear Christians say with one breath that this is a Christian nation because the majority of us are Christians, and then in the next breath to talk about how persecuted the Christians are. But I have no doubt that various groups of Christians are discriminated against. But our concern and our interest is the rights and reputations of atheists, of people who don't believe in God and who, most reasonable people understand that believing in God or following a religion doesn't have a whole lot to do with whether you're moral, whether you're ethical, whether you treat your fellow human beings well, whether you're honest. But not everybody understands those things, so we do have to keep defending ourselves.
When religious people gather for, you know, a church service, for example, they tend to come together around a common set of shared beliefs and, you know, talk about how to apply their faith to their lives. But, mm-hmm. you know, you might say that atheists come together primarily around not believing in God. So what do you talk about?
We talk about lots of things, and it is fairly common to be accused of being negative and of not having anything positive to say about life, but that makes no more sense than to say that the American Cancer Society is negative because they're opposed to cancer. We're interested in criticism of religion and in defending a life free of religion as a positive and a good life. So we have speakers on that. We certainly have a good time. We come to have a party and to enjoy ourselves and to hear a comedian. So we're not all somber, serious intellectuals, but we do try to have an intellectual side to our activities.
All right. Well, thanks so much for talking with me this morning, Ed.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and we are looking forward to coming back to Des Moines.